As a weakened economy struggles on, county budgets in Wisconsin are getting tighter and more public health nurses are either being laid off or open positions are left unfilled. That isn't good news for a healthcare industry that is gearing up for a deluge of retiring baby boomers. Wisconsin public health leaders are asking public health nurses to get more involved in the development of policies that encourage preventative care. Gina Denick-Champion is the executive director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. She says public health nurses who are funded through tax dollars can't lobby, but they can share their stories.
Because of the image that nurses have and trust, their trust level is so high among their consumers, that I think, again, if we could convince our nurses that they have important stories to tell, and with that, that can help influence policy.
Jennifer Rombalski is a public health nurse in Buffalo County. She says she has had to learn political competency on the job.
Being able to influence health policy is a skill that a public health nurse needs to learn, and I think it takes some practice at figuring out how best to contact legislators, how best to develop relationships with them, and feeling comfortable personally with doing that.
Wisconsin Public Health Association President Kathy Farnsworth says public health workers can share information with local lawmakers about the health status of their communities and how programs are trying to meet those needs without it being considered as lobbying. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.